Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we welcome Brookings City Council candidate Andrew Rasmussen. Andrew, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Andrew's a candidate for the one-year council seat. And the first question, why did you decide to run?
Yeah, well, the decision to run really came from a lot of my past experiences here in town. I grew up here in Brookings, so I see it firstly as a way to give back to the town I grew up in. This past year, I've had the privilege of serving as president of the SDSU Students Association, and in that role, really representing students to both the city, the state, and then the campus stakeholders as well, and kind of gave me a taste of what all of that has to do. And so I think those two reasons are kind of the primary two that I decided to run.
Obviously, SDSU student, but tell us more about yourself.
Yeah, so like I said, grew up here in Brookings, majoring in political science and journalism at SDSU. Things I've been involved in are the Students Association. I was an intern out in the South Dakota legislature, and then this past summer worked as a reporter for South Dakota News Watch, so really getting my feet in the water on kind of everything.
Let's talk a little bit about some issues. First, let's go to affordable / workforce housing, obviously a top of mind topic in Brookings right now and has been for quite a while. What do you think the council can do in that venue?
Yeah, I think the council's responsibility is primarily the zoning and infrastructure side of housing. So doing whatever we can to open up zoning, whether it be smaller lot sizes, multi-use housing, townhomes, duplexes, all of those different ways that we can address housing here in Brookings, making sure the city's zoned for that, and then also that the infrastructure is in place for developments to take place.
The city recently will receive, it's kind of a split payment, $4.4 million in pandemic relief funding. Some of that's been spent. Some is very specific on how it can be used, but there's a survey underway to see how the rest should be spent. How do you think it should be spent?
Yeah, and I think, well, the survey is the most important part, hearing what the citizens here in Brookings think that money should go to. I think that's probably where we should start, is looking at that and where the people that live here, where their priorities are. But I think just as a general rule of thumb with any of this, one-time money is really important to invest it into infrastructure and one-time projects that are really going to benefit Brookings for years to come. So if we're spending that money, that it's not going to just help us out for a couple of years, but it's really going to make those lasting impacts here in town for the next 10, 15 years.
Obviously, we're still fighting our way through a pandemic. What are your thoughts on how the council handled the pandemic and where we might go next?
Yeah, I know that's kind of one of the hot issues here in Brookings, or has been in the past. Being at SDSU, I mean, we handled it even probably more intensely than the general city of Brookings did. But overall, I think while there are complaints about maybe some of the restrictions, things in place, I think we did the best we could with the information that we had at the time. I mean, we can argue all day long what the government's role in that should be. But I think, you know, it's one of those things that you just do what you can with the information you have, and then you can always look back and make adjustments from there.
What decisions would you have made? Would you have gone along with, for example, the mask mandate?
Yeah, I've never really been a huge fan of the mask mandates. I mean, I can definitely sympathize with the reasoning for it. I don't exactly know how I would have voted had I been on the council then. But yeah, it's just kind of one of those things, depending on the information in front of me.
City of Brookings recently conducted a master park plan, and one of the results of that was identified as the top priority an indoor rec facility. Should the City of Brookings pursue that?
You know, and I think this is, again, one of those things that really depends on how many people want it and how badly they do want it. I mean, there's a lot of really awesome recreational opportunities here in town already. Some of them city-owned, some of them privately or even on campus. And I think, so there are a lot of ways for citizens to get involved in that recreation, whether that be outdoor parks or during the winter, you know, the Wellness Center, Larson Ice Arena, things like that. So I think it is really going to be looking at exactly what folks want out of that. Do they want another gym, or do they want an indoor pool? Indoor pool, I think I could maybe get behind, but anything outside of that, I just think that would be a duplicate of things that are already here in town.
State of South Dakota is rolling out medical marijuana. It's been a slow process. City of Brookings has not put a limit on the number of medical marijuana establishments at this point. It is sort of limited by zoning. Do you think that's the right choice, and where should we go from here?
Yeah, and I think this is one of those issues that's so new to Brookings and so new to South Dakota that we're really just going to have to kind of see how it goes. I mean, Brookings County overwhelmingly supported legalizing both medical and recreational marijuana when it was on the ballot. And so I think citizens have spoken on the issue, and it's just kind of the city council's job to implement it the best they can as we go forward.
Yeah, we really don't even know what the market is going to be yet for medical marijuana.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than those things we've talked about, what do you see as the most pressing need for Brookings right now?
Yeah, I think one thing, and it kind of goes back to all the other issues we've talked about, is just workforce development. So whether that be the housing side or the childcare side or anything else that goes into workforce development, I think that should be a top priority of the council, and just doing anything that they can to really expand opportunities here in Brookings, and just leaving a pathway for businesses and people to grow here in town. So making sure we're not putting up any restrictions or any barriers for anyone to either start a business or to move to Brookings to work here.
One final question. Why should the voters of Brookings vote Andrew Rasmussen on April 12th?
Yeah, you know, I think I bring a really unique and kind of youthful perspective to the city council. I have the institutional knowledge of both SDSU, and I grew up here in Brookings, and I think that combination of those two experiences will really give me an effective voice on the city council to really make some good change here in Brookings.
Andrew Rasmussen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right here at Brookings Radio.